You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this tour of ours to KZN, we started in Phoenix and there we discussed the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, what occurred before the Mubarak Milad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the honorable birth and subsequent to that. Last night we discussed Ghazawatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various battles in which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. And today in the West Street Masjid we discuss family life, how Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity, whether being a husband or a father, the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. Tonight our topic here in Hawik, mashallah, as Mawlana Abdulaziz has mentioned, mashallah, our principal Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema rahimahullah inaugurated, mashallah, was here for the inauguration and opening of this masjid in the early 80s, and we were present, alhamdulillah. So therefore it brings back a lot of memory to be here in this masjid. So our topic, mashallah, for tonight is Hukukun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ummatihi. What rights does a master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have upon each one of us as the ummah and followers? The first right is we must believe in the master alayhi salatu wasalam. We all will say we believe, but there is one condition attached to it, and many a time we overlook that condition. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. When we say we believe in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we believe in Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter there must be absolutely no skepticism and no doubt. Today we live in a toxic environment. Today we live in a world where there is shubuhat and shahwat. People want to just follow their base desires. People want to allow people to object upon them and say it does not make sense. Islam is supra-logical, beyond our comprehension and perception. That is why we have wahi and revelation. I can see with my eyes, but my eyes deceive me. We call that an optical illusion. And I can hear something, but remember, maybe I heard the wrong thing. So therefore, we are connected to wahi and revelation, which is supra-logical, and Almighty Allah's direct kalam is the Quran Sharif. And the kalam of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Sunnah Mubarakah. So when the Quran Sharif comes to us, the Sunnah Mubarakah comes to us, and we believe in it, we submit and surrender to it, thereafter, lam yartabu, there must be no doubt at all. So today, you youngsters, when I'm sitting in the laboratory, in the science class, in the biology class, whichever class it might be in college or university, do not allow that shukuk and shubuhat to come and negatively impact on our iman. So that is criteria number one. There is no place for skepticism or any doubt. Thereafter, the second haq of the Master alayhi salatu salam is ishq. We must love the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Almighty Allah has mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran. See what Allah himself says. Each one of us, instead of judging somebody else, let us do some soul searching and introspection of ourselves. Qul, say, O Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Almighty Allah جل وعلا mentions 8 things. Whether it be our parents, whether it be our children, our spouses, our families, our siblings, our businesses, or our palatial homes, or a downturn in the economy, if any one of them are more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, than Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember, my esteemed listeners, to love our wives, to love our parents, to love our beloved flowers and children is not only permissible, is encouraged and desirable in Islam. But the love must be limited. The love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is unlimited. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, La yu'minu ahadukum, that none of you will have complete iman, hatta akuda ahabba ilayhim yu walidihi wa waladihi wa nas yajma'i. Till you love me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than you love your parents, your children, and all of humanity placed together. Now where are we? And Allah says, if you love any of these 8 main things that I have mentioned, more than Allah, more than Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than striving, fighting in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي, till Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment and chastisement upon you. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Just take 3 incidents, my brothers. Bukhari Sharif, we perform hudu before Maghrib Salat. Before Salat, we perform hudu. So we perform hudu, and the water goes away. When Sahaba radiallahu anh used to see Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing hudu, in the Arabic language, the action of ablution is called wudu. And the water you use for the wudu is called wazu. With a fatha, with a zabar on the waw. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوِهِ. They, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, would not even allow the water that touched the jasad athhar, the jasad mubarak, the honorable body of the Master alayhi salatu salam, as soon as it left the mubarak body of the Master sallallahu alayhi salam, they would almost be on the verge of fighting meaning arguing, so that they would take that water and then apply it on their bodies. That was the love they had for the water that touched the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your mothers and sisters, today you will tell me in the Q&A, you heard just now Maulana speaking about Q&A. Today people ask a lot of questions, they say, let me ask a question, we know the answer, but his name is AK, so we'll make him AK-47. He won't shoot me, he will shoot that person there. So people use us for the hidden agenda also. So people, women, they phone and they say that, you know, my husband, he snores too much. My husband, that is, sometimes he has a bad odor, a bad smell. So many different complaints. See, O ladies, Umme Sulaim, See how intelligent they were. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, and this is the Habib of Allah Jalla Wala. People brought presents and gifts. Umm Sulaim, she said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my young boy. His name is Anas. He's 10 years old. He will be your khadim. He will run the errands for you. Whatever work you have, you just send him. 10 years he made khidmat of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she, Umm Sulaim, would come to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometime Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit their house. And in that way, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mahram to her as well. And while Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping, then so the heat of Medina Munawwara, June, July, so the perspiration emanating from the Mubarak Jasad Athar, she would take small bottles and let the perspiration come into the bottle. One day, hadith in Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, what are you doing? Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Mubarak perspiration for us is the best ether, and we give it dubad nubarrik bihi li awladina. We use it as barakah and blessing for our children, Ya Rasulallah. See, my brothers, we must know what is true love. When you ask Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and today the husband tells his wife, oh darling, I love you. Oh my sweetheart, I love you. But when the wife says, oh honey, give me some money, then you see the true love. You see how he's changed, his face changes and everything. So he's just lip service. Kullun yadda'i bihubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidhat. Everybody used to tell, Layla, we love you, we love you. Layla said, no one loves me, only my Majnoon loves me. When they went to Majnoon, today you see the youngster who's newly married, he even uses the word. You know, you learn some madrasa, you say Alif Lam Mim Mad. So Mad, M-A-D. So he will say, I'm madly in love with her. He'll put a Mad there also. You see? So, madly. So Majnoon was madly in love with Layla. So someone told Majnoon that how could you fall in love with this Layla? Her teeth are also not aligned, and her eyes also has a slight squint. What answer he gave? He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. So you need the eyes of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in to understand who Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. We go to Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the shair of the master alayhi salam, the poet. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, today I have this feeling, I want to praise you. Babu ma ja'a fi madhi nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you call it madah. To praise Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said, wa ahsana minka lam taraqat ayni. No eye has ever seen a better, greater personality and more handsome than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ahsana minka lam taraqat ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid nisa'u. No woman has ever given birth to any personality more handsome than you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi. You are created free from every defect and every fault. You are perfect, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'annaka kad khuliqta kama tasha'u. It is as though as you structured yourself, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine how they praise Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today if you ask our wives, describe your husband, or you ask the husband to describe the wife. The other day I delivered a lecture somewhere, I can't remember also. So I said that brothers, when we go and read Surah Kahf, today was Friday, tonight now is the night of the 11th of Rabiul Awwal. So we're supposed to have read Surah Kahf. The incident is mentioned there. When you enter your plantation, you go to your shop, you go to your job, it is so pleasing to the eye. So why don't you say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. So people today, when they see their wives, they won't say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. They will say, Inna Lillah. Why they say Inna Lillah? Because when they married her, she was slim and trim. And now after 4, 5, 6 children, she's out of shape and everything. So you say Inna Lillah. So brothers, now we go to Allama Alusi Rahimahullah. He mentioned Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, Oh Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, describe to us, who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The wife, the mother of our Ummahatul, the Ummul Mu'minin, the Quran says, Wajwaju Ummahatu. She says, and for ulama, open Ruhul Maani, you will find it. Allama Ashur Kashmiri Rahimahullah used to say that one of the greatest tafsir he found was Allama Alusi Ruhul Maani. From Baghdad he was. So Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu, that we have a sun, S-U-N, and on the horizon also there is a sun. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai. But our sun is much superior, greater than the sun you see on the horizon. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ, that sun rises when Fajr time expires. And our sun, Mawlana just recited now, therefore I stood up to congratulate Mawlana. Those of you who understood the Urdu language and the beautiful rendition by Mawlana, he made reference to this. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ, the sun on the horizon, it rises after Fajr time expires. وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ, and our sun, Siddiqa, the daughter of Siddiq radiallahu anhu, states, our sun, his nur, his radiance, his effulgence was brilliant. Even night time, it was greater than the sun you have on the horizon. Referring to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the ishq we need. We all want to speak about this, but now just draw one example, analogy. The wife says she wants something. The child say he or she wants something. The husband say he wants something. But that something is directly against the command of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what will we do? 90%, 80% of the time, we fail the test. We say, I want peace. Never mind, everybody commits sin, so let me break and violate the law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will have peace in my home. So that is where we fail the task of Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everywhere the law of Allah jalla wa ala, the instruction of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must be given the supreme rank and status. That is the ishq and the mahabba, the love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first we have iman and faith. Second we have the extreme love. Third one, the ta'zeem and the adab. You know there are 25 anbiya and messengers alayhi salatu salam's mubarak name mentioned in the Quran Sharif. When Allah addressed them, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Musa, Ya Isa, Allah Jalla Wala is addressing directly Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Almighty Allah say? Ya ayyuha Rasul, Ya ayyuha Nabi, Ya ayyuha Al-Muzammil, Ya ayyuha Al-Muddathir. You will not find a single place in the Quran Sharif where Almighty Allah address Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly by his Mubarak name only name. Allah loves Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, honorary titles were used. For me and you, I can call you Zakariya, Yahya, Isa. You call me Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, it's all fine. We got no problem. But when we speak about the Master, Quran is teaching us, La tajalu du'a rasooli bainakum ka du'a ibadikum ba'da. Do not call and speak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you call and address one another. Before the Mubarak name of the Master, or after the name of the Master alayhi salatu salam, use honorary titles. Therefore, when we are in Medina Munawwara, also, when you're standing there, you say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muddassir. We show and display and make manifest our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the respect we have for the Master alayhi salam. Said but true. Therefore we have to address all these issues. My brothers and sisters, you are going for Umrah now in November, December, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, or whenever. Remember that there are two ayats. I want to draw your attention. We're discussing Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we go to Makkah Mukarramah and you find people are performing tawaf. Suddenly they will stop and they're busy taking a selfie. Suddenly they will stop and they will take a group photo. What are we doing? We are showing disrespect, right? At the Baytullah in the Haram Sharif. Do we know what the Quran Sharif teaches us? وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Anywhere in the world, you make intention for a vice, for a sin. There is no sin upon you until and unless the person executes that crime and commits that sin. But in the Haramul Makki, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, you'll drive your people's BMW M3. So just remember M3, Meme 3, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, that constitutes the Haram. Arafat, all that is excluded. Allah Jalla Wala states to show respect. That when you are in the Haram and you just made intention of a vice and sin, بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. I will let you taste a terrible, horrible punishment. Irada, just on intention. So what about the person who perpetrates the crime? So brothers, sisters, when we go to the Haramain Sharifain, be very careful about this. People today, we can't speak today. So I see them, we all going to read Salat and Salam in the court of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Rawdah Mubarak. And you see people, they busy with their videos, busy with their cell phones. They just, hardly anybody is reading Salat and Salam. They're more busy about their cameras and so forth. What did Allah say? When you show this respect to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of the Master alayhi salam, أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. There is fear that all your actions will go in vain. It will disappear and you will not even perceive it and you will not even know it. What is our Deenul Islam? And more so in these holy places is Sahih Hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Busaq, you know, people who spit and so forth. مَنْ تَفَلَتُ جَاهَ الْقِبْلَةِ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَتَفْلُهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. It's hadith sahih in Ibn Khuzaymah. If you spit in the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, tomorrow the person will come and remember the saliva will be on his forehead because he showed disrespect. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِي وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِي. The Shaheed, the poet says, you will never make it unless we learn adab and respect and reverence of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba and the Shaair of Islam, the symbols of Islam, the Quran Sharif, the Ahadith and so forth. And those who show disrespect, Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace them. So we need the Iman, we need the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We require the adab and the respect and the reverence as well. Fourth one, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Almighty Allah is teaching us a lesson for all times, all places. Today we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. Just now is December, all hell will break loose. People are going to holiday to the east and the west. And then you see that saying how people are sanctimonious with a double identity. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, fattabi'uni. Then follow me, emulate me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. You have to add that translation. When you study Arabic and you study philology, the history of words, then you will know, mashallah, ye in Harwich, Peter Marisburg, many of you ye in between your left farms. And then you have a cow. When the cow gives birth to that calf in Arabic is called tabi'. So that is the philology, the history. So when you look and study the mother and child, the calf is imitating every action of the mother. So ittiba refers to the a'mal, to the af'al, to the actions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every action of the master alayhi salatu salam, we imitate and emulate. Remember, yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We have to go to bathroom toilet, so you enter with the left, come out with the right. We have to go to masjid, come with the right, leave with the left. We eat with the right hand, and do everything, so we become the mahbub, the beloved of Almighty Allah. Study the profile of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Do we know who's Abdullah ibn Umar? A'ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra wa hajja sittina marra. He performed Umrah 1,000 times. Abdullah ibn Umar. He's buried in Makkah, not in the graveyard. There's one Arab's house, there he's buried there. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 1,000 Umrahs. He performed 60 Hajj. He liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. One Sahabi. When he used to come from Medina to Makkah, sometimes people, groups of people were with him. He would tell them, I'm going. So people would think he's going to relieve himself. But he would just sit there, or he would just stand there and then come back. So people asked him, you went and did, nothing happened. He said, see, when I accompanied the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Hajjatul Wida, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped there. So I want to imitate every action of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the love they had. We are human beings. We have shortcomings. We have weaknesses. So when we imitate the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, Allah will forgive you your sins as well. Next right of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Understand this law of tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. You will not find a single verse in a Noble Quran where Almighty Allah speaks about ita'ah and obedience to Almighty Allah, and Rasul is not mentioned after that. I'll read for you at random. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Qul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. Why? Because Almighty Allah has mentioned the rule. مَنْ يُتْعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. No person can be obedient directly to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, but he can only go and be obedient to Almighty Allah when he's obedient to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi. So that has to do with the qawl, with the speech mubarak of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam. Today we take ahadith so lightly. We see people today, they say that this is not in the Quran. This is not in the Quran. So one day one brother told me, that's where you Maulvis came with this, that the woman have to cover their faces and everything, you know. That's not in the Quran. So sometimes they say sual, we say jawab, you know. It is in the Quran, Surah 33 verse 59, but anyway, so I wanted to, because he wanted to like start the debate, so I told him, brother, you circumcised. See, we also got our tricks, you know. So you make look down, you see, yes. I say, where's circumcision in the Quran? So if your rationale and thinking is this, this is hypothetically now, for argument's sake. So if your rationale and thinking is this, the woman must not wear the niqab, hijab, because it's not mentioned in the Quran, then you will have to get decircumcised, my brother. What do you say about that? So fabuhit alladhi, went away. So you see, you must know how to speak, when to speak. Don't come and make stories when we don't want to practice on something here. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We send this Quran Sharif to you and revealed it to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ. If you know Arabic and you know balagha and rhetoric and beauty and glory and style and diction of Quran, bayan, explanation. لِتُبَيِّنَا تَبْيِينَ, to explain in detail. That was the function of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So understand this. So we have all. Next one. Now we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. It is the month of Shaaban. It is the month of Shaaban, the second year after the Hijrah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reveals on the Mubarak blessed heart of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah 33 verse 56. Surah chapter 33 verse 56. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. If you know Arabic, inna is called a nominal sentence, which means na, it comes for emphasis and stress, taqid. Verily, surely, Almighty Allah and His angels, they send salawat, salutations and blessings upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo. 89 times Allah uses this phrase. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith go open, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. These are the most authentic compilations. Sahaba came, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam upon you, we know, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. But what is salat upon you? We don't know, please teach us. Kulu, say, oh my beloved students, say my beloved companions, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. The only action you will see mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Allah is commanding me and you, you must read salat and salam. And Allah Himself is sending salat, salutation, special mercy upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine, Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, is buried there in Baqi. He wrote Fadail al-Durud Sharif. Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah wrote Al-Qawl al-Badi. So many ulama wrote. I was now, alhamdulillah, this time I was still in Medina last week Jumu'ah and that. Many years ago, they used to allow us to sit there. For hours and hours you can sit. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, I saw him myself. He would sit outside Masjid Nabawi. And then he would cover himself with a shawl. And he would sit there for 2.5-3 hours and read Salat and Salam. Me and you, how we read? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Muzammil. Shaykh would not do that. He was Shaykh. Shaykh, when he read, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Muzammil, he read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Muddathir, he would read the whole entire surah, surah Al-Muddathir. Therefore, you should spend 2.5-3 hours there. We saw this ourselves. So there was one brother from Sham, from Syria, Lebanon side. And I saw he's got the book. And he was reading from there. So my eyes fell on that book, you know. And he composed poetry. All in love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's reading. And I'm enjoying what he's saying, you know. He was sitting, I was sitting. So when he finished or he paused, so I asked him, Shaykh, you got Nuskhatun Ukhra? You have an extra copy of all this? So he asked me, you understand all this? So I said, we understand a little bit. So he said, you want it? I said, yes, please. So he just gave it to me there. See, brothers, even today, how people compose the love, the poetry in love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they come and present it to the master alayhi salam. When we were very, very young in madrasa, we never even knew what's going on. That time was no, teacher just said, stand, stand. Teacher said, sit, you sit. There are no stories. So we used to learn is jalsa this weekend. So what you going to do? You must read poem. Whether you understand, don't know, you must just read. So, balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi, hasunal jami'u khisalihi. When he read and composed till day, he got stuck. Now what? So he sees Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. End the couplet and say, Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Read salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next haq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make ziyarat of the master. So my brothers, how many of us, our halat is like this today. With Allah's help, Allah take us bar bar hazri nasib farma. So my brothers, sometimes they push me in front and say, make dua. So we raise hands. Ya Allah, humare umrah ko kabul farma, accept our umrah. Everybody, men, women, children. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, humare hajj ko kabul farma, accept our hajj, everybody. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma, let us pass away in Medina. They all become Hanafis. Silence. I look at the back, I ask the man, what's happened? You see, the riyals are still tickling us. See, how we can die and there's still riyals in our pocket. I say, Kala, who tell you Kala? Why you're not? See, shopping baki che. We want to die, but not now. Where are you making dua? We must down die now, die now in Medina Munawwara. Our shopping is not done. Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar used to cry. In Bukhari Sharif, his dua is mentioned. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, make my mouth in Medina Munawwara. Allah accepted even more. Shahadat was given, mouth was given, and he even received the extra bonus. Be buried like next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Thaniyas name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is second of the two in the hayati of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even today, he's right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then comes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Who can take away all this honor? So brothers, you see this past few years, alhamdulillah, in our group, some brothers from Malawi come, you know. So these Malawi brothers, they got a lot of himmat and courage, you know. So after Hajj, we still there for 2-3 days before we go back home, and then before they go Malawi and we come home. So a few years they did this. This year we couldn't do it because my flight was the first flight or second flight out. But 2-3 previous years. They tell me, hello Pavanu. Now I'm speaking some Maiman, you know. So hello Pavanu. So I say, Kada Vannu Ai, where you want to go? I say, Pa Madina Munawwara. So I say, we went to Medina. He said, no. That I read one hadith, is written, after Hajj if you go, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede. Come we go. I said, ready, let's go. I said, but remember, when we come back, we have to perform Umrah also. He said, no problem. MashaAllah, one car, two car, three cars get ready. In the morning we go, we read one salat, two salat, we make salam to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we fasten ihram and we come back. So see, when you have love for the master alayhi salatu salam, even before Hajj you will go to Medina Munawwara, you get the opportunity. And after Hajj again you make the opportunity if you want. So MashaAllah, today everything is open now. So you go, bar bar hazri nasib farma. So we have to learn to read Durood Sharif. Go read the Ahlullah, the Awliyaullah. How they kept their tongue moist with salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written one point and they said that when we recite, make dua, you first praise Almighty Allah. Thereafter read Durood Sharif. When we send salawat, salutation, durood sharif, do we know what is the meaning of durood sharif? Durood is a Farsi word, a word in Persian. And when you have bumper crops, so when you have a bumper harvest, you are going to sell it at a maximum profit in minimum time. So durood means, I'm sending salawat, durood upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will receive optimum, maximum reward from Almighty Allah jalla. So when we send salawat, durood sharif, salutations, so how Allah will always accept that, with the barakat and wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our du'as will also get accepted. So always use the sequence. First praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter salawat, salutation, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the du'a. You see salatul janazah. Allahu Akbar, subhanakallahumma. Allahu Akbar, surah Fatiha, alhamdu. Like the Shafi's in them. Hanafi, subhanakallah. To praise Allah. Second Allahu Akbar, then we see salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third Allahu Akbar, Allah maghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. So that is the sequence Islam is teaching us. And then the last one, my brothers. In this world of today, remember the enemy have united. Who are the enemy? You have the Jews and occupied Palestine. You have the Hindus occupied Kashmir. You have the Christians occupied Afghanistan, occupied Iraq. You have the Zoroastrians, fire worshippers. You have the Buddhists occupied Myanmar, Burma. You have, remember, our holy places also today has become a target. The enemies want to remove this sacredness from our minds and our hearts. So we have to rise up to the challenge. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, right on Maidan of Arafat, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ O Ummah, I came with a global message, international message. I was, I am, I'm the only rahmatul lil alameen. Take my message globally to the whole world. You, if you listen to the radio, you see how many non-Muslims are phoning and asking about Islam. Today also it happened. The one brother said, my children go to madrasa and I'm not a Muslim and people say that I can't, you understand, give them money. So I say, brother, I assume you're married to a Muslim lady. You must come, we'll make you a Muslim and then we'll re-perform your nikah. And then what has happened? Your children are illegitimate and the lineage of your children will go to the mother. How many examples we'll find that is? My message to you, O esteemed listeners, is this. Each one of us, let us influence and touch the hearts of others and not get influenced by other ideologies, other philosophies. We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Lamikas, Hadiyin, Mahdiyin, Muwaffaqin, Maqbooleen. Allah accept us all. We thank all the radio stations, the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Hafiz Shabir Basha, Sirius FM, our Haji Faisal Asmal, and the Capital Group, and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas of our Markaz Sahaba, and all of you. Barakallahu feekum. We make dua now before the adhan. Make dua for rain. Make dua. Allah Ta'ala protects us in this beautiful country of ours. We don't know what we have in. And then after Maghrib Day in Avondale. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His deen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allama izzal Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allama ansulil Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allama ansulil Mujahideen wa mazloomin fi kulli makan. Allama ahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifin min kulli suin wa makroo. Allama tahir al-Majl al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin al-Muhtalleen. Allama shi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Qal Allahu تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.